This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the number one viewed video on YouTube for this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So for this week, could you tell me what number five on Google Trends was?
We've got Hawaii, and it's for a variety of reasons. So one, Hawaii is trending because Mount Kilauea just started erupting, I guess late last night our time, early this morning our time, but yesterday evening Hawaii time. And it started on Monday where the Pu'o'o crater floor in Kilauea began to collapse. And then they've had like 600 earthquakes this past week. And they had a huge one yesterday. It was a 5.0. And then it started erupting, which is super cool and exciting, except for, you know, they're doing some evacuations, but everybody's fine. They just evacuated like 1,500 people, 1,500 people for now. But the thing is, like, the volcano has always been erupting, essentially. The last big one was in 1983, but it's always erupting, and there's always a little bit of lava coming out. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then the other reason that they were trending was because they just announced this week that they're the first state to pass a bill that bans all the sale of sunscreen that contains chemicals that might hurt the coral reefs, which is crazy to think about, that, like, humans with sunscreen on can deposit enough sunscreen in the ocean to, like, hurt the wildlife. But apparently 14,000 tons of sunscreen go to the ocean each year.
Wow, that's a lot of people in there, and that's a lot of sunscreen. You might as well just be dumping it into the water.
I know. I'm just picturing just, like, really slimy bodies, like, running around in the ocean and just so much sunscreen coming off of them, you know. Apply liberally, but, you know, apply responsibly with the screen. Allow time to soak in, and maybe, you know, don't paint yourself white with the sunscreen. Maybe just kind of do a light layer.
Apply responsibly? I like that. I'm going to use it. So, Justin, what was number four for this week?
So number four was Starbucks, and Starbucks was in the news a couple weeks ago after they had that incident where two black guys were escorted out of their Philadelphia store unfairly. They were just kind of sitting there, and they made headlines for, you know, their lack of racial sensitivity and just overall just dumb move. Like, I don't know why they did what they were doing. And so following that incident, you know, there was some legal action taking a part of the two men involved, and it just came out this week that they settled for $1. And
what?
They had the $200,000. They had a $200,000 grant go to entrepreneurial opportunities for high schoolers within Philadelphia. So that was a really cool thing to see, because so often in this country you see people take advantage of the legal system, and somebody hurts themselves on a playground, and then, you know, they sue the city for millions of dollars. But these guys, they really turned what was a pretty unfortunate incident into something really awesome. So yeah, that $200,000 grant is going to go to entrepreneurial activities, and then also, the two men were given free tuition to Arizona State University as part of their settlement with Starbucks. So, great things coming out of what was a pretty whack incident a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, good for them. I'm kind of glad they gave that money away. I mean, that really, if anything, puts more of a black eye on Starbucks, because they're probably thinking, oh, we're going to have to dish out $10 million to these guys. And instead, they flipped the script and said, no, we were going to give it to a grant.
Yeah, definitely. And it just looks like there's going to be positive change coming out of this. Outside of the grid, they're also going to do racial bias training. They're also going to advise Starbucks on their diversity efforts. So, yeah, a lot of good things coming out of that.
So what was number three?
Number three is Fortnite. And, you know, I know you're a gamer, so you might know more about this than I do, but everybody's freaking out over Fortnite. And the thing that's trending about it this week is that people are watching it on YouTube. They got 2.4 billion views on YouTube of people literally just watching other people play the game. And I guess if you're not familiar with Fortnite, it's kind of a massive online brawl type of fighting game where, like, 100 players leap out of a plane, you're on an island, and you fight till the death, till no one's left. And everybody loves watching it. And there was this YouTuber earlier this year, he had 1.1 million people watching his stream live at one time, and he was just in his bedroom playing Fortnite. But people are crazy obsessed. Do you know why?
You like basketball a lot, right?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So are you really good at it, or are there other people who are much better at it than you?
I really suck at basketball.
Yeah, but you love to watch it, right? And you love to follow the players. Like, man, they're really good,
okay.
Right?
So, yeah, and it's I see where you're getting.
It's the same thing with video games. Like, I play video games, but, man, I don't play them well. and there are other people out there who play them so well that it blows your mind. So you'll watch them, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't even think that was possible. Like, in some games, there are different physics. So there are things that are in the game that you don't even realize they're possible. Like, you can walk through a wall, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't know that there was that thing there. So, you know, there are these players out there who are very, very, very good at what they do, and you can't help but to watch them, especially when it comes to a first-person shooter. But in this case, this is a third-person shooter, so the camera is slightly behind the character itself. So, you know, you can't help but to sit there and say, man, they're doing some incredible shots, they're doing some incredible plays that myself I could never do. And then sometimes they're funny.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate that rundown. Okay, sounds good. I'm gonna get on and start watching some people play Fortnite. Maybe I'll learn something.
I'll be honest though, I don't like Fortnite. I'll be honest, I don't like the game at all. I don't understand why it's so big, but ever since Drake started playing it, boom, like this thing's just gotten out of control.
I know. It seems like you can't escape it. Anytime you go on the internet, somebody's doing something with Fortnite. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy.
But League of Legends all the way. So if you want to play something, I like that one the most.
Noted.
What was number two this week?
So that was It's Gonna Be May. You know, every single year we come across the month of May, and everybody likes to point to that funny NSYNC meme of Justin Timberlake saying, it's gonna be May, because of the song It's Gonna Be Me, where he says it's gonna be me, not May, but it sounds like he says it's gonna be May. I actually listened to the song this morning on the commute to work, and man, it is such a banger. What a song. But they were also trending, NSYNC was also trending, because they got a Hollywood star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week, which just grossly overdue for them to be able to get that type of recognition. And they also went on Ellen, and they played Never Have I Ever, and they said, like, never ever hooked up with a Spice Girl, and Justin Timberlake could not really say that he didn't, which was pretty interesting. Somebody was following up on that. You know, actually, fun story, I met Chris Kirkpatrick when I lived in Orlando. He was like friends with some Orlando Magic employees because his wife used to work at the Magic, Carly Kirkpatrick, and I hung out with him. And I gotta say, he was not looking good, but he was a nice guy.
Oh, that is such a great story, though. Was he awesome? Did you get an autograph, or that was it?
You know, I talked to him for a little bit. I didn't want to fanboy over him too much. We got a nice photo. I said, what's up? I said, I'm a big fan. I told him that me and Justin Timberlake have the same name. I don't think he cared. And, you know, that was about it. I wish that we could have connected more deeply, though.
Yeah, you guys could have been like bros or something. I don't know. I want to be his bro. I want to be anybody's bro from NSYNC.
I know. They're so good. And they're so much better than Backstreet Boys. Like, come on.
Oh, man, those are fighting words for some fangirl out there. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Well, they're both great, though. They're both great, but NSYNC is better.
NSYNC is better. I agree. I'm willing to put up my dukes to fight that one out. NSYNC will always be number one. And Backstreet Boys is number two. So what was number one?
So number one was Scouts BSA. And this was trending because in the fall, Boy Scouts of America announced that it would begin allowing girls to become scouts, and so, but they didn't change their name at all. So they're still Boy Scouts of America, but they're allowing girls in there. But then this week they announced they're changing their name to Scouts BSA. So essentially everything's going to stay the same. They're still allowing girls, and they just changed their name. But people are turning to Google to figure out, like, okay, so then what's going on with Girl Scouts? But the thing is, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are completely separate organizations that have nothing to do with one another. And actually the Girl Scouts are coming out, and they're, like, pretty pissed at Boy Scouts, like, really criticizing and being like, yo, you guys have so many other issues within your organization. Like, why are you trying to open it up to girls? Why don't you try to figure out what is going on internally before you try to, you know, bring in more people to what they consider is kind of a broken organization? So, yeah, a little bit controversial, but, you know, cool to be more inclusive. There's already some girl, this girl's video, Anna Garcia, went viral this week after she joined just in an effort to, like, compete with her brother because, you know, sibling rivalries and things like that. But, you know, I hope nothing ever happens to the Girl Scouts either, because the Girl Scout cookies are the best thing in the world. So you know, stay focused on the cookies.
Maybe in the future, the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts will just become one massive organization and people will be able to go camping and make cookies at the same time. I'm just saying, we can dream.
Man, that would be ideal. Cookie camping. Let's get
right?
Going.
Cookie camping. Boy, we got it. We're going to have to trademark this.
Wow. A lot of good ideas coming out of this show.
For this week, what was YouTube's most watched video?
So it was Cobra Kai Episode 1, Ace Degenerate, The Karate Kid Saga Continues. So this is a new YouTube original series on YouTube Red, and it's kind of a revisit of The Karate Kid, kind of a where are you now. They got Mr. Miyagi's in there, as like he owns like a car dealership. They're walking through the lives of Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence. I got to say, I didn't watch the whole thing because it was like 30 minutes, and I was trying to, you know, catch up on the YouTube video this morning on the way to work, and I was like, man, I don't have 30 minutes to watch this. I watched maybe the first 3 minutes, and it was sick. Good action, good acting, and people are fired up. 7.7 million views already since its release on May 2nd, and it's 30 minutes long, so I guess people are pretty stoked on it.
I'm pretty stoked. I watched it. I mean, I watched both of the episodes, and I actually really liked it. Surprise, surprise. It made Johnny look like, because he was the bad guy of the Karate Kid, the first one. He was the one beating up Daniel. Anyway, so Daniel just has, like, the best life ever. He has a wife, a kid. He has his own car dealership. He's opening up multiple car dealerships. So this guy's, like, he's making bank. And then poor Johnny's here. He was like, he peaked at 18 or something, and he forever is a loser. And now he has to like look at Daniel, like how awesome he is. And like the first episode, Johnny just got shat on the entire time. So it was kind of like, oh, I feel so bad for this guy. He's like 40 years old and he damn near is living in his mama's basement. And, you know, you can't help but to kind of feel like Daniel's the bad guy now. I don't know. So it's good. It's pretty interesting. I may get YouTube Red just to see what's happening.
Man, that's a great review. I love that. And man, peaking in high school, that certainly sucked. Man, you got me fired up. I'm going to finish the rest of the episode then. I gotta.
Okay, but, you know, I have to ask, I'm a little shocked that Cobra Kai was the number one trending. What happened to Kanye West with his interview with Charlamagne? Like, wouldn't that have been number one?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's true. That was pretty popping this week, definitely. But, man, I guess Cobra Kai is just superseding the crazy man Kanye.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I mean, he wasn't even on the top five. I honestly thought Kanye West's mental health would have been like number five at least.
Yeah, I guess maybe people were just used to it by now.
That's a good point. Well, Justin, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.